Good morning to each one. Thank you, Mick, for those songs. Just want to welcome everyone out. Welcome to the visitors. It's good to see you all here and hope you can worship God with us this morning. Why don't we begin with a word of prayer? Thank you, Father, for this new day, this lovely sunny day that we can come out and worship you this morning. Pray that you would just be with each one and be with each one that's sharing. Help us to share what you have for each one of us. Praise in Jesus' name, amen. So, it is Mother's Day today, I believe. So why don't we think a little bit about our mothers? So first of all, I'd like a little bit of feedback from you all. What are some things that our mothers do for us, ways that they help us, all their responsibilities? What are some of those things? Yes.
Comfort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to think of that as a little child. Where do they go when they get hurt? It's always go to mom.
Serve.
Mm-hmm. In a lot of different ways. Service. Yeah. So really, they keep everything running at home while the men just kind of run off to work. So then do moms have an important role? Yeah, I think it's very important. Even though sometimes it may seem small and insignificant, what would we do without them? I want to look at Proverbs 31, starting in verse 10. Just kind of read down through some of it and pull a few things out of it. So, starting in verse 10, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil." So first of all, the husband can trust his wife. A virtuous woman is quite a blessing to her husband. And then, verse 12, "She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens." It's a very busy, industrious woman, thinking of others. Verse 16, "She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard." Most of you probably won't be going out and buying fields, but maybe back in that day, I don't know. "She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hand to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hand to the needy." And I just see a lady here that is busy, serving where she can, reaching out to those in need, and just being a real blessing. Verse 21, "She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed in scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple." So she's looking into the future, making sure her family is well supplied with what they need for the winter or whatever that is. Now verse 23, "Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in the time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness." There again, she's looking after her family. "Her children rise up and call her blessed," which is what I'm doing today, "and her husband also, and he praiseth her." And I guess Papa will have his chance in testimony time. "Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all." I had to think of my mom when I read that. "Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gate." So I just want to encourage each one on this side of the room to do what you can to make our mom's load lighter and more enjoyable to bear. I'm sure it's I'm sure you all enjoy it, but there's things that we can do that make it easier and just lighten the load at home. So I'd like to thank all the moms, my mom especially, for all the little and big things that you all do to just keep life going around, keep the world spinning in the right direction. And last of all, I have a little poem I want to read. Who can find a virtuous woman? Her worth outshines fine gold. She walks in strength and reverence with wisdom calm and bold. She rises while the morning waits, her hands prepared to serve. She plants her feet in faithfulness, her heart will never swerve. She opens wide her gracious palms to those who stand in need, with kindness as her garment, with mercy as her deeds. She speaks with law of kindness, her words are pure and true. She guides her home with steadfast love in all she's called to do. Her children rise and bless her name, her works her praise proclaim. A woman who fears the Lord is honored, and we bless her in his name. So I just want to bless you all, especially the moms.